Are you at all optimistic that your message or the frustrations of some Labor members could be resonating here? The government just won a stonking victory, as you say. They've got a big mandate, a big presence in the lower house. One area of possible optimism might come from the talk about tax reform and some kind of legacy-forming policy for this term. Do you think it's too late for this government already, or could they change their stripes?
It is absolutely not too late. And as I say, this essay was a real, it was a struggle for me. It was an attempt to work out the differing opinions I have of the government. So there is absolutely a sense in there as well of hope that they might still do some really meaningful things. And the thing I look back to is that in Albanese's first term, he did the hard things in the second year. The second year was when he took on the Voice campaign. The second year was when he broke the promise on the stage three tax cuts. And so we are rapidly approaching the start of the second year. You know, we'll come back after summer and we'll almost be into it. And so I'm really interested to see if the government starts to make some changes again in the second year, because this is often what prime ministers do. They get into habits. They get into, so he, that habit of the first term, he may repeat in the timing of his second term. And I should say there is another habit. As you say, Albanese's caution worked very well for him at the last election. I think, you know, you can't deny that. It would be foolish to deny that. And there is a thing that happens to almost every prime minister, which is that your strength inevitably and eventually becomes your weakness. And that is because it works for you for a while, and then you begin to lean on it too heavily and you think that it will work in all circumstances. So Gough Whitlam's boldness worked for him for a while and then brought him down. You know, he crashed through. And Albanese's caution has worked for him for a while. It may continue to work for him, but if he leans on it too heavily, then eventually it will run out of juice. And prime ministers need to learn to balance and to shift modes when the times require that and when the times allow them to do so. And I think that's the really open question about this government and about the prime minister, whether Anthony Albanese has that flexibility and agility to shift at some point during this term.
Well, Sean Kelly, it's great talking about your essay. I think a lot of our listeners will be very eager to read it. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck with your promotion for the essay.
Thanks for the great chat.
Thanks for joining us again. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the podcast and who you'd like to hear from in the future. Write to us at australianpolitics@theguardian.com. The executive producer was Alison Chan. I'm Tom McElroy. See you next week.